You are tuned to High Plains Morning on member-supported High Plains Public Radio. We are in a new year. We're in a new world here, right? Not quite exactly. Well, we are all just still surviving, struggling. We're hearing all these new numbers on the news every day about different unemployment needs. We got needs related to eviction, homelessness. We're hearing all these things about people that are struggling right now, and it's hit the High Plains every much as everywhere else. So I wanted to go ahead and check in with the High Plains Food Bank. Tina Brolin sent out a recent note about how things are going for food insecurity in the Texas Panhandle. And it looks like there's quite a need for some volunteers. I know that as we hear about unemployment numbers going up, I thought maybe that would be a good thing to let folks know across the Texas Panhandle. If you indeed have a little extra time on your hands, you are needed at the volunteer desk at High Plains Food Bank. Tina, how are you holding up?
We are doing the best we can, and day by day, taking care of the sorting and the packing that needs to be done to get the food boxes out to families and individuals for the very next day. So as you mentioned, volunteers are a critical need when times are more normal. We like to keep a stock in the warehouse of our family food boxes and our senior food boxes that would last a month or so that we're never scrambling to get the food on the trucks. But with the hit of COVID-19 and the prolonged pandemic, we've seen a decrease of about I think we're at about 60% decrease in our volunteer support, while the need has continued to increase.
Well, I know that the way that you operate, you have a lot of different hubs. So you have the sorting facility in Amarillo, and then those boxes go out across the High Plains. The Texas Panhandle having a whole lot of small communities. And so there are different, you know, miniature food banks all around. So the need that you have right now, it's mostly, you said, sorting and putting those boxes together so that the drivers can get them out.
Yes, that's correct. And that product recovery area is critical to our mission. It's the heart and soul of the food bank. Because in product recovery, that's where we take donated food, we inspect it to make sure it's safe, we sort it into like goods, and we prepack family food boxes to offer a variety of foods in that family food box. Those are most important for our direct mobile distributions, which are essentially a mobile food pantry that currently serves 6 counties in the Texas Panhandle that are underserved or have no access to food pantries. And then alongside that, in the counties that do have pantry service, we have about 194 agency partners who can order inventory from our warehouse. So it's critical that we're caught up on our donated product recovery, and that we have plenty of food boxes packed so that we have ample inventory to service these direct mobile distributions as well as our agency food partners.
So this is really getting these boxes ready to go, getting some volunteer help to get that ready is really just going to avoid a bottleneck in a time of great need.
Yes, absolutely. And to just kind of put some numbers with the impact that we saw prior to COVID-19. So in February of 2020, we were getting about 155 hours of volunteer support per day, you know, on average. And now we're currently at about 60 hours per day, which still sounds like a lot, but we're hurting. We're really struggling to stay caught up, and we need that volunteer support. They're critical in helping us with the sorting and packing and getting the food out to families and individuals in need. You know, at that same time in February of 2020, we were providing food to about 7,300 families across 29 counties. And now that number is closer to 12,000. At the peak of COVID, we've been assisting about 12,000 families through food pantries.
Well, I do think that there's probably someone out there listening right now that could probably wrangle some volunteers for you. So High Plains Food Bank, looking for individuals or small groups of up to 15 people. This means families, coworkers, church groups to come volunteer in the warehouse. And you guys have a lot of safety protocols. So anyone who is nervous about that, it's pretty safe to be working in this warehouse with this food. It's going to be, you know, you'll be working pretty far away from others.
Yes, absolutely. In our warehouse, we have plenty of space for social distancing. We've marked station areas so that individuals are sure to maintain their safe social distance from each other. We are enforcing that everyone wears masks or face coverings and have plenty of hand sanitizing stations available. So we're doing everything that we can to keep everyone healthy as they're trying to help their neighbors in need.
All right. And so the volunteer hours for somebody who's like, ooh, I might be able to get that together. Can you tell us a little bit about when that need, that time need is?
Yes, we have volunteer hours available Monday through Friday in either morning shifts or afternoon shifts, as well as evening shifts available Monday through Thursday for groups, and even Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon.
All right. So we've got volunteer hours Monday through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to noon, or 1 to 4, or 6 to 8 p.m. in the evenings, and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. So plenty of opportunities. Get together with some people that you know might be willing to help out, families, coworkers, get a little crew together. I'll see if I can wrangle one for you, Tina. I don't know too many people because all I do is work, but I could probably con a few people into joining me. And then you get to, you know, shake little boxes of mac and cheese and move the cans around. I think that sounds fun.
Yes, it is a fun time. And we've heard from our volunteer groups that are still coming out and supporting our mission that they've enjoyed it. And many of them have signed up to come back on a recurring basis, whether that's once a week or once a month. Some of them can only commit to once a quarter. But anything that you can do to help goes a long way in providing food and hope to families during this time.
All right. I'm going to see if I can wrangle an afternoon shift here after I get off the air and come over and help y'all out. This is a direct link on the website is where you can register for that. Is that correct?
Yes, there is a link there on the website. And if you scroll to the bottom of the product recovery volunteer page, there is a form to fill out so that you can request the dates that work for your schedule, and our volunteer coordinator will be in touch to confirm those dates or work with you to find another option if your date of choice might actually already be booked.
All right, so High Plains Food Bank's website is hpfb.org, and Tina's the Director of Development. If they have any questions, can they give you a call?
Yes, absolutely. Just give us a call. Our main phone number here at the food bank is 806-374-8562.
All right, Tina, thank you so much for all the work y'all are doing, and hopefully we'll get you some volunteers with this little chat. I'll put a post up with the link and all the information we talked about for volunteering at the High Plains Food Bank in the Amarillo area. Tina, hang in there and keep it going. I don't see this need waning anytime too soon, but we're all going to get through it together.
Yes, absolutely. We agree with you, although we're hopeful that there is an end in sight. We're just, we've been overwhelmed by the support of the community up until this point. We're good right now as far as our inventory of donated food. We're financially healthy. Our biggest area of need right now is really in that volunteer support. So if anyone has free time and has a few friends, please find a time where you can come and spend a couple of hours with us in the warehouse. We hope you'll have a good time, and we know that you will feel good knowing that that food will be on a truck within days and be on at the table of an individual or family right here in the Texas Panhandle.
That is really nice to know. Oh, and bring your masks, everybody.
Yes, bring your mask.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Tina. It was so great to catch up with you, and hopefully we'll get some volunteers out of this chat.
Yes. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you for everything you do, and thank you to all the listeners who are supporting local nonprofits and helping their neighbors in need.